Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim chapter 4, Mishnah 6 and 7. So Mishnah 6 begins, Hamakdish Nechasav, somebody who made his entire property or part of his property holy, V'hayu Bahen Devarim Ru'oyen LeKarbonos HaTzibor, and amongst his property there were things that they could be used for the communal offerings. And Avadja Mebartiner explains, what is that? He says, referring to that there's wine or oils or things of that nature that he has in his home that can be used for its korban. So what do you do? Can you bring it right away? So the answer is no. So you do is yidnasnu lumanin bischaron, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says you cannot just bring these right onto the sacrifice. You cannot just put these right on the altar. Rather, what you have to do is when someone is working for the Beit HaMikdash, you give them their this wine or this oil as their salary. And then we'll see later on, it's going to be a machlokas about how this works, but everyone agrees later on that then you take from the half shekels and buy it back from the workers, and then it can be used. Now, interestingly, Rabbi Akiva feels that when somebody does work for the Beit HaMikdash, one can automatically pay them with wine or with oil that's owned by the Beit HaMikdash, and by their work becomes, so to speak, holy, and therefore this wine oil becomes unholy and can be paid. Amrulon ben Azay, Ben Azay disagrees. Eino hi amin. This is not correct, Rabbi Akiva. You can't just directly pay somebody with the wine or oil. Ella, rather, mafrishim mehem schar ha'umanin. Rather, what you have to do is you have to figure out how much you pay them. Let's say, for example, you have to pay them 10 silver coins. You have to take 10 silver coins from the Beis HaMikdash and put that onto like a table or something. U'machalin osan almos ha'umanin. And then the wine or the oil that's become holy from the donation, you have to say this wine oil is no longer holy, and the sanctity of this wine oil goes on to the money that's on the table. And then this wine oil is unholy. Venosnin osan lumanin bischarin. Then you can give it to the workers as their pay. And both agree to this point. V'chodin alochon osan mitruma chadashin. And both agree that, both Ben Zaza and Rabbi Akiva agree that after you've paid them, whichever way you do it with the wine and the oils, you buy it back them from the new shekels. Because again, any korban sibur must be purchased with the new shekels. That's why even if I donated the wine, that cannot be used. It has to only be used if it's been purchased with the shekels of that particular year. That concludes Mishnah 6. So the Mishnah begins, Hamakdish Nechasov, again, somebody who consecrated his possessions, wanted to give his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash, V'haisa behen behema ru'uya lagave misbeach, and amongst his possessions there were animals that were suitable for using on the altar, Zecharim u'nekevos, and he had both male and female animals. So what do you do with this? Can you bring it? So Rabbi Lezer says, Zecharim imachru l'tzarche olos. So the Beis HaMikdash sells the male animals for tzarche olos. For those people who are coming to buy animals for burnt offerings, they sell the male animals for that. Unikevos, and if the female animals, imachru l'tzarche zivche shalamim. They sell the female animals for shlamim offerings. And now, what do they do with the money? Demehen yifalu im shar nechasim lebedek. And the money that they made off these animal sales, alongside with everything else they donated, goes to for Bedek Habayis, which is basically the upkeep of the temple. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Zecharim asma yikrevu olos. He says the males themselves should be offered as burnt offerings. And Rabbi Yeshua says unekevos and the female animals imachru letzarchei zivchei shalom should be sold for zivchei shalom offering for peace offerings. So the question is that why does Rabbi Yeshua only disagrees on the first one, and what is he disagreeing about? So he basically, his main point of difference with Rabbi Lezer is this, that he says that when somebody consecrates his items, he doesn't believe that they consecrate all just for the upkeep. He says that they have in mind different things for different items. For the things that cannot be used in the Beit HaMikdash, like their dining room table or their chandeliers, that they had in mind should be sold and go for the upkeep of the temple. But when they had animals, they had in mind that those animals should go for burnt offerings, for olos. So that's why if it's male animals, he says you just bring them right as olos. And the female animals, you sell them, and then what do you do? Vayiva b'demehem, olos. And you bring from the salary, from the value that you sold the shlamim, you buy olos offerings and you bring it. Ushar nechasim, and the rest of his items that he gave, yipalu veda kabayis. The rest of his stuff falls to the upkeep of the temple. So Rabbi Akiva actually says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, roa ani es divrei Rabbi Elezer, midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says that I feel Rabbi Elezer is more logical, makes more sense. Why? Rabbi Elazar Hishva has midaso Rabbi Yeshua Chalak. Because he feels that Rabbi Elazar is being consistent. Rabbi Elazar feels that when somebody donates his stuff, he wants everything to go for the upkeep. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is like, no, well, some of the animals go for olos, and the female animals are sold and bought olos, and the rest of the stuff goes for upkeep. So Rabbi Kiva feels that Rabbi Elazar seems to be more logical. I'm a Rabbi Papayas. So Rabbi Papayas says, Shamati kidivrei shneihem. I actually think that they're both correct, and it just depends on what the individual said. Shamakish meferush kidivrei Rabbi Elazar. Somebody who states that when I'm consecrating, that my animals and my other possessions. So somebody says that kidivrei Rabbi Elazar. In that case, he feels that Rabbi Elazar is correct because he felt that the guy was understanding that he was saying my animals are not going to go for karbanos, they're not going to go for sacrifices, rather they're going to go for upkeep. Vamakdish stam, someone who just doesn't specify exactly, just says all the things in my house without saying the words animals. In that case, he feels that it's correct. Kidivrei Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua, would be correct because then the guy had in mind that the things that belong to the Beis Hamikdash that can go onto the altar should go onto the altar, and everything else should be sold for the temple upkeep. Hope everyone has a great day.